Welcome to the Jaguar Podcast, a show where we discuss all things related to Duval County's finest NFL football team, the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Blue 42, set, play!
Duval, baby! Hey everybody, this is Andrew and welcome to episode 98 of the Jaguar Podcast. In this episode, I'm going to be discussing some of my Jacksonville Jaguars 2020 record predictions. But before we start, I just want to give another quick shout out to all of our healthcare workers that are helping us through this COVID crisis. I really appreciate all that you're doing for us, and stay safe out there. Also want to give a shout out to my man, Jaganoff. He's a Jacksonville Jaguars YouTuber. I had him on the podcast, episode 97. The video will be dropping soon, so definitely go check it out. Go subscribe to his channel. He's got great content. And also, don't forget to subscribe to your boy, the Jaguar Podcast, if you enjoy this content. So be on the lookout for that. And then also, last but not least, it was Memorial Day this week. So just want to give a, huge thank you to all of our servicemen and women, and to those who made the ultimate sacrifice to keep us safe in this great country. Thank you so much. You will not be forgotten. All right, so let's jump into the Jacksonville Jaguars 2020 record predictions. So I've historically not been very accurate on these, so I'll go with three. I'll go with kind of an optimistic prediction, a more realistic prediction, and then a kind of if everything just falls apart prediction, or, you know, on the low side prediction. So I'll start off with the optimistic one first and kind of go into that and give my little spiel on that. But, you know, the schedule was released a few weeks ago. So let's go over it here real quick. We have the preseason. Don't want to go too deep into the preseason. We have four games here. Week one is in Carolina. That's an away game. Week two, Tampa Bay. That's away. And then we conclude week three and four with Washington at home and Atlanta at home, who we always seem to play in the preseason. I don't think we're going to see any starters really to probably till about week three or four. So those are my thoughts. I don't really want to go too deep in the preseason because it doesn't really matter much. But when we go into regular season, week one, we have Indianapolis at home. I have this as a win. I think if we get pressure on Jacoby Brissett, he'll crumble. We saw that kind of in the last game of the season in 2019. You know, we got a lot of pressure on Brissett and made him kind of make bad decisions. We'll have to shut down Marlon Mack. We'll have to stop the run. So our defensive tackles have to be, and defensive line have to play well here and make those crucial stops, because we just haven't been traditionally good against the run, especially last season. But we made some changes, I think, with, you know, some of the linebackers we picked up, like Schobert. And then Shaquille Quarterman in the draft, I think we'll definitely do way better stopping the run. Fournette's going to have a great game. We're going to have to establish the run. And but I think we could do it. I think we can win at home. So that is marked as a win. We go to week number two, Tennessee. That's an away game. I think this is going to be a loss. We've played traditionally pretty poor in Tennessee. So, yeah, I think if Derrick Henry gets going early in this game, it's going to be a tough one to watch, potentially a blowout. So I have this marked as a loss. So we go to week number three. That's Miami Dolphins. We will be playing them at home. I have this as a win. Jags will probably beat up on Miami. They don't have a very good defense. Fournette could have a great game here if he gets rocking. And then, like I said, you know, Minshew's got to have, a good game as well.
Just hardened balls, man, hardened balls.
And I think if we go play action, we can really do some damage with DJ Chark and
and Chris Conley. So, yeah, I have this as a win for Jacksonville. All right, we go to week number four, Cincinnati Bengals. That is an away game. I have this marked as a win. I think, you know, if we get pressure on Joe Burrow, you know, real early, he'll make mistakes. He hasn't had much time to really prepare, given the kind of shortened off season, and you know, with as a result of the COVID crisis. So I don't think he's going to have much time to prepare. He'll still be learning, you know, how to read defenses. So I think he'll throw some picks, he'll make some mistakes, and we could come away with a win for this game. So I have this as a win for Jacksonville. All right, so we go to week number five. That is the Houston Texans. That is an away game. I have this as a win. Without DeAndre Hopkins, I think the Houston Texans are going to be limited in what they can do. I don't think that means that Jacksonville can sleep on this team at all. I mean, Deshaun Watson is just such a weapon. And I think the key factor in this game will be containing him, making sure he doesn't get those big runs that he's really well known for. So, you know, Josh Allen has to have a great game, has to be able to contain Deshaun Watson and get pressure. Caleb Von Chasen, you know, he's going to have a good game as well. And DeJuan Smoot, it's all going to be about kind of containing Deshaun Watson and stopping the run. Because, you know, Carlos Hyde just had a killer game against us last season. And we weren't able to stop the run. So we have to be able to do that in order to win this game. I think it'll be a close one, kind of like the first Texans game last season, where we unfortunately lost by one, which was kind of heartbreaking. So I think, you know, Jacksonville has a lot to prove. They'll want some revenge, but I think they'll sneak away with a win here in week five against the Texans. We go to week six. Detroit Lions, that's a home game. I have this as a win. Detroit's terrible. I mean, I think we should be able to beat up on them pretty bad. We'll have to pound the football. Fournette's going to have to get going. And I just don't think they're a good team at all. Matt Stafford's probably about an average quarterback, I would say. So we'll have to get pressure on him, you know, get him making some mistakes, throwing some picks. But definitely have this as a win for Jacksonville. Week number seven, that's a bye week for us. So we'll get some rest there. And then we go into week number eight. That's San Diego. It's an away game. I have this as a win. You know, I don't think it's a sleeper game for Jacksonville at all. But San Diego's, you know, definitely a beatable team. You know, they won't have Phillip Rivers. You know, I think they'll probably be playing Tyrod Taylor or you know, Justin Herbert, but I would say they're going to likely have Herbert sit, and then, you know, Tyrod Taylor will be getting the start. So, I don't think he's a great quarterback. You can't sleep on him though. So they'll have to get pressure on him, you know, lock down those wide receivers, and be able to stop the run. But I think Jacksonville could do that. They have a lot of weapons. You know, we have Fournette, we have Thompson, you know, as a receiver's back. We'll have to mix it up. We'll have to let, you know, Gardner stretch out his arm. But I think this is a winnable game for sure. So, yeah, I have this marked down as a win for Jags. We go to week number nine. That's Houston. That's a home game, Houston Texans. So this will be another tough battle, I think. But Jags have to show up, you know, go play action, mix it up. You know, we won't be playing in London for this game. So I think that this is definitely a, you know, I would probably, if we were playing the Texans again, in London, I would probably have this marked as a loss just because of the time change and how it affects, you know, players not playing in the stadium that they're used to and having to deal with the time changes that, you know, makes players potentially tired. But, I think this will be another tough battle. I think that the Jags can pull it off. So, you know, I have this marked down as a win for Jacksonville. So we go to week number 10. It's Green Bay. It's an away game. Have this marked down as a loss. It's pretty hard to beat the Green Bay Packers in Lambeau Field at home. You know, Aaron Rodgers is just incredible. That's going to be tough to stop him. Jags would have to just, you know, be playing incredible defense. So, you know, I have this marked down as a loss for Jacksonville. We go to week number 11. That's Pittsburgh. It's a home game. I have this marked as a win. You know, there's a lot of, I feel like, anger for Jacksonville fans after that home game loss to Pittsburgh in 2018. Jalen Ramsey had like a great game, had like three picks, but we, you know, choked and we ended up losing the game kind of in the last couple seconds there. And Roethlisberger, you know, ran it in for a touchdown. So I think there's going to be, you know, a lot of, you know, revenge for that loss. I think Jacksonville is going to come out and play really hard. It's a huge rivalry, you know, Jags versus the Steelers. So I have the Jags winning this game at home. All right, we go to week number 12, Cleveland Browns at home. I have it marked as a win. You know, could be a toss-up, though, for this game. I think the Browns, you know, they surprise people, and it's going to be the battle of the mustaches. It'll be, you know, Mayfield versus Minshew. You know, you definitely can't sleep on the Browns. They'll surprise you. You know, they have weapons like, you know, Odell Beckham Jr. if he decides to stay in Cleveland. You know, they're a decent team, and you know, I think Jacksonville can definitely beat them, especially at home. But, you know, I have this kind of in the toss-up column. This could be a win or a loss. But, you know, for my optimistic prediction, I have them winning this game. We go to week number 13 against Minnesota. This is an away game. You know, I have this marked as a win, but, you know, it could go, I would say, in the toss-up column as well. You know, Kirk Cousins is pretty inconsistent as a quarterback, throws a lot of picks. He's not very accurate at times. And I think if we could get pressure on him and kind of lock up his wide receivers, you know, we could come away with the W on this game. So, you know, Jags defense has to show up. We have to be able to run the ball effectively and tire out their defense. But I definitely think the Jags could, you know, win this game. It's definitely a winnable game. We go to week number 14. It's the Titans at home. I have this marked as a win. You know, Jags historically play better against the Titans at home. And, you know, they really upset the Titans, you know, last season at home. Gardner Minshew had a great game.
Just hard and balls, man, hard
and
balls.
And I definitely think we come away with the W for this game. We have week number 15. That is the Ravens. We play the Baltimore Ravens. That's an away game. I have this marked as a loss. This could be a pretty rough game for Jacksonville. Could be a beatdown if you know, we don't show up. Because the Ravens just have a, you know, great defense. They have Lamar Jackson and Mark Ingram and, you know, other weapons in the wide receiving core. So yeah, this could be a rough game for Jacksonville if they don't show up, but I have it as a loss. All right, we go to week number 16, the Bears. This I kind of have this in the toss-up column as well. This is a home game. You know, the Jags are going to want revenge against Nick Foles. He'll be playing quarterback for the Bears. But you know what? I think the Jags are pretty familiar with, you know, John DeFilippo's offense. I think they can plan against it. So I think if they show up with a good game plan, they can get pressure on Foles. He can't move very well. He's slow. You know, he doesn't react well to pressure. He'll throw picks. So I think we could win this game. It could be, you know, a close one. I think Jags probably sneak away with a win. It's probably a three-point game, a close one. Hopefully that, you know, Lambeau can win for us, or, you know, we can just put the ball in the end zone. So. But yep, have the Jags winning this game, but could be a toss up, and I'll talk a little bit more about that for some of my other predictions, the more likely prediction, and then the kind of if everything goes to hell prediction. So we finish up here, week number 17, Indianapolis. That's an away game. I have it as a loss. You know, the Jags just don't play well in Indianapolis. I don't know what it is. They just, I don't know, they haven't played well against the Colts away. So, you know, I have the Jags losing this game to Indianapolis. So, you know, that is my optimistic prediction, 13-4 for the Jaguars. Could happen. It's a possibility. I don't see it likely, but could be a possibility if the Jags really decide to, you know, play well and play consistent and get on a hot streak. My more likely prediction would, I see the Jags going about 10-7. You know, I could see them, you know, losing one of those toss-up games to, the Cleveland Browns, the Minnesota Vikings, it could be, like a 10-7 or maybe even losing to Pittsburgh. So, that is what I probably see more likely their record being. And then you have the if all things go to hell record, which is like 9-8, which, that's probably if the Jags really just don't show up this season, I see them going probably 9-8. So those are my predictions. Let me know how you feel about my discussion on the Jags potential record for 2020. Leave me some feedback on or a comment on this video. Give it a like if you enjoyed it. Subscribe to the channel. Stay away from the coronavirus. Stay safe. Go Jags, and I'll see you next time. Let me get that. Hear it in our growl. Intimidation on to keep their hearts racing. Eating other teams live on TV front of the nation. Spectacular defensive scheme. This episode is available on the Jaguar Podcast YouTube channel. So if you stop by, make sure to subscribe and give this video a like. Also, these episodes are available on iTunes, Podbean, Spotify, SoundCloud, Stitcher, and other major podcast distributors as well. So if you don't mind, please leave me a review and some feedback. I'd really appreciate that. If you'd like to connect with me on social media, my Twitter handle is @JaguarPodcast. I'm also on Facebook and Instagram. This is Andrew signing off. Cheers.